This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. An opinion by Attorney General Patrick Morrissey says the vacancy left by a senator who was elected as a Democrat but switched to Republican should be filled by another Republican. Liz McCormick reports.
The Republican Attorney General filed the opinion Tuesday regarding ex-Senator Daniel Hall at the request of Republican Senate President Bill Cole. Hall submitted his resignation dated Sunday to take a job with the National Rifle Association. Two state law provisions create confusion about which party should suggest replacements to Democratic Governor Ray Tomlin. Hall was elected a Democrat in 2012, but switched parties after the 2014 elections and resigned Republican. His party switch broke a Senate tie and gave Republicans their first majority in decades. Morrissey's opinion calls the law unambiguous. The state Supreme Court likely will decide the issue. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Charleston.
Meanwhile, Democrats of the Senatorial Executive Committee of the 9th District will meet to prepare three names to submit to Governor Tomlin for his appointment of a Democrat to the Senate seat vacated by Hall. Officials with the West Virginia Democratic Party say the party is also consulting with legal counsel and taking the appropriate steps to move forward. The meeting will be held at 4 p.m. on Monday, January 11th, in the lobby of the Wyoming County Courthouse, located in Pineville. This is West Virginia Morning at 7:45. Sunny skies today. Temperatures will be in the 40s. Clear tonight. Lows in the teens and 20s. Continued sunny on Thursday with highs in the 40s and low 50s.
Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by the Charleston Gazette-Mail, giving employers the tools to list West Virginia jobs at wvjobfinder.com.
As a prerequisite for working in the state's prisons, corrections officers have to spend time at the West Virginia Department of Military Affairs and Public Safety Professional Development Center. Clark Davis spent time at the facility where candidates showed the media what kind of training they go through.
All you, buddy, all you, all you, all
you.
You
got it, buddy.
That's the sound of cadets going through agility training drills at the Professional Development Center in Glenville in Gilmer County. The sound you hear is other cadets and training instructors encouraging participants to complete the obstacle course in less than 3 minutes. The obstacle course is designed to simulate some of the circumstances that a corrections officer may at one point encounter while working in state facilities like regional jails. Garrett Powell is a cadet at the facility.
When I first came into the regional jail authority, the physical test was more along the lines of push-ups, sit-ups, how high you can jump. The agility test really opened it up to help ensure that, you know, we are physically fit. As you saw, there is jumping involved. There's being able to pick things up on the fly.
The facility works to train those working in the regional jail system, juvenile services, and divisions of corrections. Usually a few months after being hired and after undergoing initial training, officers come to the facility and become cadets for 6 weeks. Ron Casto is Deputy Director of Training for the West Virginia Division of Corrections.
We work in a closed-door society. Every day we go to work, the doors close behind us, and the only people that get access to those facilities or the profession are the ones that we allow. It's not because we like it that way. It's because the nature of our job and the commitment that we have to public service.
He says trainers are put through rigorous training to make sure they're ready for the job, because it can be quite stressful.
We deal with human beings. There's lots of times there's no black and white. There's a lot of sacrifices that have to be made. We have posts that have to be covered 24 hours a day. It can be quite stressful. Average life expectancy of a correctional officer is somewhere between 56 to 57 years.
Bill Canterbury is Director of Training for the West Virginia Regional Jail Authority. He says the training has to be well-rounded because each day can be different behind the locked doors of the corrections facilities in the state.
We really have to train our people up on the front end because we're there only the third of the time that the inmate is there. Our main training with our staff is how can we do this without having to use our brawn. We want to use our brain to take care of our situation. Anytime that we can talk and de-escalate the situation, that's where we want to go.
Canterbury says the academy serves many different roles.
The professionalism that's learned here, we want them to go back and we want them to instill the professionalism in the cadets that haven't been here and our employees that have not been through the academy yet.
In addition to agility training, the cadets also go through edge weapon and defensive tactics training. What this means is they get the officers ready for the possibility of defending themselves against an inmate with a knife or knife-like object. How do they do this? Using a fake knife that has shock points built in, giving the person receiving the imitated slash a shock. The main goal is to take the knife away or be able to put the prisoner in a position where the knife cannot be used while waiting on other officers to come with help. Rachel Rimley is a cadet and counselor in the prison system. She says she appreciates the training, such as the defensive tactics, because you never know what could happen.
There's always a situation, because there are times whenever I'm going to be alone with an inmate in my office. So there's always that situation where, hey, this could happen. So it's good to get the experience just in case I need it.
Cadets range in age from those in their first employment to those restarting their careers. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.